With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. You know that feeling when you're totally locked in, ideas are flowing, and time just seems to melt away? Yeah, that sweet spot we call the flow state. It's like magic, right? But the thing is, achieving this magical state isn't some mystical secret. It's a skill you can learn, hone, and even control. And trust me, in today's world of constant distractions, being able to tap into your flow more often can be a game changer. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the art of staying focused, uncovering those secrets that unlock your inner genius and help you achieve peak productivity. First things first, let's talk about understanding what actually is the flow state. Think of it as this blissful zone where you're completely absorbed in what you're doing. You're not thinking about the past or worrying about the future, your mind is just laser focused on the present moment. You feel challenged but in a good way, and time seems to disappear. Ever get lost in a good book, a creative project, or even a challenging game? That's flow in action. Now, you might be thinking, Jake, I wish my brain just magically went into flow mode all the time. And while we can't force it, there are definitely things we can do to create an environment where flow happens more naturally. Number 1. Define your goals. Knowing what you're aiming for gives your focus a direction, a purpose. Think of it like setting a GPS for your mind. It helps you stay on track and avoid getting sidetracked by distractions. Next up, minimize those pesky distractions. I know, easier said than done in this world of constant notifications and pings. But seriously, put your phone on Do Not Disturb, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and find a quiet space where you can truly concentrate. Think of it like creating a sanctuary for your brain to thrive. Number 3. Break down big tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever stare at a giant project and feel overwhelmed? Yeah, me too. But by breaking things down, you make the task less daunting, and each small win gives you that little boost of motivation to keep it going. Now, listen up because this is a game changer. Embrace boredom. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but sometimes our brains need time to wander, to just be present without external stimulation. That's when those creative sparks can really ignite. Take a walk in nature, meditate for a few minutes, or simply sit quietly and let your mind wander. You might be surprised at the insights that come to you. And finally, remember to take breaks. Your brain isn't a machine. It needs rest and recharge just like any other part of your body. Step away from your work every hour or so, stretch, move around, grab a healthy snack, and give your mind a chance to reset. Ever felt like you're juggling too many things at once? Like your brain is constantly on overdrive? We've all been there. Picture this. You're trying to write that important report while simultaneously responding to emails, planning your week, and scrolling through social media. Sound familiar? Well, that constant multitasking actually does more harm than good. It fragments our focus, increases stress, and reduces our overall productivity. Instead of constantly switching gears, try focusing on one task at a time. Give it your undivided attention, and when you're done, move on to the next one. It might seem counterintuitive at first, but trust me, this single tasking approach can dramatically improve your focus and efficiency. Let's say you're trying to finish a big project for work. You could spend all day flitting between different tasks, checking emails every few minutes, and constantly feeling like you're not making any real progress. Or you could dedicate a specific block of time to that project, close your email, put your phone on silent, and truly immerse yourself in the task at hand. Which scenario sounds more productive? Exactly. Remember, finding your flow isn't about being perfect or working non-stop. It's about creating an environment where you can be your most creative and productive self. So ditch the distractions, embrace those moments of quiet focus, and watch your creativity soar. Keep experimenting with different techniques until you find what works best for you. The world needs your unique talents and ideas, so don't let anything hold you back from achieving your full potential. Remember to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these tips, and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And as always, keep brainstorming, keep boosting, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.